Jane King
on Cape Talk
every weekend morning.
All right, good. We start with my top three picks of things to do in and around the Western Cape this weekend. Now, here's as a way into our next story. My late grandmother, who I've talked about often on the show, similarities between her and Queen Elizabeth II in stature, in voice, in clothing choice, in hairstyle. My grandmother was a huge fan of the opera, huge fan of classical music, huge fan of the opera. She bought her first VHS player, I think it would have been around 1992, and it was a huge event for the whole family. And she mainly used to record things. She used to record I don't know if you remember, there was a series with Hyacinth Bouquet called Keeping Up Appearances. Very, very British. She absolutely loved that. But she did purchase once upon a time a VHS, just one. Had only ever had one that she bought. And the one that she bought was The Marriage of Figaro. And her and I used to sit down whenever I would go and visit her, which was very often, we're very close, and we would watch on repeat over and over and over and again The Marriage of Figaro on VHS. So when I was driving around the foreshore the other day and I saw, oh, Le Nozze di Figaro, I thought I need to get tickets for that, and I also need to talk about it on the show. And so here we are. It opens. Does it open today? No, doesn't open today, does it? Didn't it open? When is it? We'll find out. We'll find out in just a second when it opens. It runs until the 26th of June at the Artscape. And singing the role of Figaro is bass baritone Conroy Scott. I need you to listen very, very carefully to this interview, because we're giving away two sets of double tickets to the production for this coming Wednesday. Right, OK, so the tickets are for this coming Wednesday, 23rd of June at 7 p.m. If you are not available... You're very welcome to win, but just make sure that they go to somebody who is available, will you please? And it will be the first two people to WhatsApp us the answer to the question that we will ask at the end of meeting Mr. Conroy Scott. A very good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm super, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm very good. Thank you for having me on your show this morning.
No, I'm absolutely delighted. You certainly are a bass baritone. Listen, or is that just because it's 7:15 in the morning and we've made you get up unconscionably early?
Fortunately, I've been up for a while.
Good.
I've got a six-month-old baby at home, so he gets us up quite early.
I can imagine. Listen, give us a bit of your background, how you found your way into the world of opera.
Well, my background to the world of opera is quite an interesting one. As a lot of kids growing up around my age and belonging to the church that I do, the New Apostolic Church, we start music quite early in Sunday school, so around the age of 6 and 7. I've always played a number of instruments, always sung in the choirs and things. And then when I completed grade 12 at school, I actually went and studied mechanical engineering.
Wow.
And I was working, I was working at a place called ADE, Atlantis Diesel Engines, as a mechanical engineer for a couple of years. And then in 2005, I commenced my studies in opera at UCT, and also double bass. And that's how I got into the world of opera.
And you've performed all over the world, I believe.
I have, yes. I've traveled quite a bit. I was living in Spain for a while as well. But what I was doing mostly in Spain was not even opera anymore. I was doing Motown. So old school soul music, Temptations, Four Tops.
Oh, lovely.
So I gave the opera a bit of a break. But then in 2017, when I came back to South Africa, I was asked by the late George Stevens to perform the title role in Don Pasquale. And I did that, and then I decided, well,
that was awful. We're gonna try Conroy on that line again, because we had some horrible distortion at the end there. We are speaking this morning to Conroy Scott, who plays the role of Figaro in Le Nozze di Figaro, which opens today and runs until the 26th of June at the Artscape Opera House. As I say, Conroy is singing the role of Figaro. And please do listen carefully, because in a couple of minutes, we're going to be asking a question, a very simple question, for you to answer, which will see you, if you're one of the first two people to WhatsApp us the answer, heading off to go and see Conroy performing this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. So if you would like a pair of those tickets, who wouldn't? Thank you very much. Then make sure that you are you remain tuned with us. We are speaking to Conroy Scott, bass baritone, singing the role of Figaro in Le Nozze di Figaro. We're trying to get him back for us to find out a little bit more. If you don't know the storyline, for example, and we want to find out a little bit more about Conroy. Have we managed to secure him there? We've got a critter in the system. It's crittering up my vocals this morning, and it's crittering up our phone lines. There he is. He's back with us. We missed you for a second there, Conroy, but there you are back. Just tell us, for those who don't know, what's the storyline? What's the plot?
So, well, the Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, the opera by Mozart, is actually a continuation of an opera that was written later by Rossini, the Barber of Seville.
Yes.
Where in the Barber of Seville, Figaro being the Count's valet, actually introduces him and sort of gets the Count to marry his wife, the Countess Almaviva, or Rosina, as she is known by first name. And then in the story of the Marriage of Figaro, Figaro sort of finds out that the Count has plans to bid his future wife,
yes,
Susanna. And that is where things actually go a bit crazy, shall we say.
Yes, indeed. Skullduggery of all sorts. What makes this particular production of Figaro so special?
Personally, for me, it is the very first opera that I was ever involved in. In my first year, in 2005, the late George Stevens actually performed the role of Figaro, and I was in the orchestra. I was playing double bass.
Mm.
And fast forward a couple of years to, I think, 2011, and I got the opportunity to perform the role of the Count with Professor Angelo Gobato up in Pretoria with the Opera Africa, who no longer are around. So it holds a special, special place in my heart, though.
It holds a special place in mine, as you might have heard me sort of talking about
before
we welcomed you onto the show. Listen, how much are tickets? Where can people buy them? Where do we get more information if people aren't lucky enough to win one of the two pairs that we'll be giving away in a second?
Yes. So tickets are available through CompuTicket, or you can go onto the Cape Town Opera website and purchase the tickets through Cape Town Opera. There's a link there, which will then obviously redirect you to the CompuTicket link. Tickets start at 180 Rand, and I think they go all the way up to 620 Rand, obviously depending on seating.
Sure.
And also opening evening is tonight. Yeah.
It is tonight. Listen, all the very best with opening night. I cannot wait to come down and see you. It will bring a tear to my eye. Conroy Scott plays Figaro in the Cape Town Opera's production, which opens tonight at the Artscape. Now, how do you fancy winning yourself a pair of those tickets for Wednesday, the 23rd of June? You need to be there at 7 o'clock. Yes, please, SJ. Very simple. Here's the question. First two WhatsApp answers will take those two pairs of tickets. Nozze means what in Italian? Nozze, N-O-Z-Z-E, means what in Italian? Is it A, marriage? Is it B, funeral? Or is it C, bat mitzvah? Nozze means what in Italian? Is it A, marriage? Is it B, funeral? Or is it C, bat mitzvah? Answer A, B or C to 0725671567. The first two people to WhatsApp us the answer will win those tickets.
Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King
on Cape Talk.
Can you believe it? The Cape Town Jazzathon turns 25 this weekend. Kicked off yesterday, continues through until tomorrow at the Grand West Grand Arena. And for more details, I'm joined on the line by Festival Director Craig Parks. Craig, hi, how are you?
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm super.
Thank you,
I'm really, really good. 25 years, that is quite a milestone, isn't it?
No, I can't believe it myself. You know, when 26 years ago, three silly friends who got together and said, no, we've got to do something for Cape Town and South African music. Let's start a festival. We all looked at each other and said, how are we going to do that? And then 25 years later, oh my word, how did we do that? But yeah, it's been an amazing trip, to say the least. And you know, unfortunately, I've lost two of my business partners, the J and the Q of JCQ Productions. Mm-hmm. But we always remember that we basically made a pact 26 years ago, and we said we've got to do this for South African music, and for the not only for the upliftment of South African music, but also the young and upcoming musicians. I mean, if you think of it, it was started around a lot of these musicians were not really known. They were known on the jazz club circuit, etc. But you know, nobody really took them seriously. And I know it sounds a crazy thing to say. I mean, Cape Town is the jazz capital of South Africa. But why aren't we seeing superstars coming out of Cape Town? And eventually, I mean, we got names like Carl Shepherd, who not only is a great jazz musician, but writes music scores for some of the amazing top movies in South Africa. Then we've got guys like Jonathan Robain, who was 18 years old when he started at Jazzathon. Today has his own TV show that's, I think, in season 3 or 4.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Cameron Ward, youngster who got his very first guitar handed over to him by Jimmy Dludlu at Jazzathon in the year 2000. Cameron was he worshipped Jimmy as a guitar player, and Jimmy said to him, no, you can play, but you don't have a guitar. Jimmy gave him his first guitar. He then gets a call from Yuma Sikela about, I think it was in 2010, he gets a call from Yuma Sikela, and he travels the world for 10 years with Yuma Sikela, this youngster from Lotus River. This is what Jazzathon means to me and to the company, but I'd like South Africans to sit up and take note and say, oh my word, we've got such amazing talent in Cape Town, in South Africa. We need to honor these guys.
It's such an extraordinary legacy that Jazzathon has. Listen, the past 2 or so years living with COVID, it's been incredibly tough on musicians. We've seen that. It's just, it really has. And it's changed the entertainment industry as a whole. How is Jazzathon this year hoping to maybe turn those fortunes around, lift the mood, and also improve bank balances too?
Well, you know, just looking at the faces of all those musicians we had there last night, including guys like Loading Zone, you could see that they were so grateful. They came out and said, oh, thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for giving us work. And I'm looking at them and I'm saying, guys, I should be thanking you for coming to, you know, to play on the show. But they were so grateful. You can see a lot of the guys have been struggling. As a producer, I haven't really done anything in the past 2.5 years. The festival has been completely gone and sort of undercover. It's been very tough. But, you know, they say once you're bitten by that music bug, you can't leave it. Many families probably wonder why are musicians so, you know, why are they so adamant to make music their career? When basically only 10% or not even 10% of, especially musicians in South Africa, make it to the top. But I think it's more about the love and the passion. So I would like to say that it's changed. It's changed a lot of people. COVID has changed a lot of people, their mindset. But more importantly, I think it's made them very, very strong. It was convincing last night. People actually came out in their numbers. I must admit, I really thought we were going to have a very poor turnout. We were absolutely amazed at the turnout. And bearing in mind that Grand West can only take 2,000 people at the venue within COVID restrictions, but it was a wonderful turnout. People wearing their masks. I know a lot of people said they came there, they were vaccinated, and they really wanted to go out. So COVID has done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of good things on a different level.
Yeah. Listen, we've got about a minute left. Tell us about some of the highlights today and tomorrow.
Highlights today, you can see Virtual Jazz Reality, who hasn't performed as a band in a while. Mm-hmm. We've also got the super band, which has been made up of guys like Kyle Shepard, Jonathan Jourdain, Cameron Ward, Don Vino Prince, and Keith DeBrain. These are five mm-hmm. guys who have, over a period of 25 years, being stalwarts on the South African jazz scene. So we've put them together in one band, and this is, I think, the highlight for this evening. Tickets are available at ticketmaster.co.za. It's really not expensive to go in. I think it's about, only 120 Rand at the door. And you don't get better than that to see three of the most amazing acts. So we've got a show starting at 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock. We've got a two-hour break for people to walk around, and then we've got another show starting at 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock this evening.
There's more information at Jazzathon, isn't there? Jazzathon.co.za.
Yes.
Craig, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks ever so much indeed for joining us this morning. Craig Parks, director of the Cape Town Jazzathon. If you went last night, how was it? Did you enjoy it? Will you be going back again today? And then finally, since it's Father's Day tomorrow, just a quick reminder, in case there's anyone going, oh, goodness, we haven't done anything. Father's Day tomorrow. We've got a Father's Day-related top pick for our last top pick. And here to tell us all about the cookie decorating workshop in Milnerton is the owner of host company Home is Where the Cake Is. Great name. Michelle Hill. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning, Sarah Jane.
Hello.
Thank you for inviting us this
pleasure, week. Pleasure. What's the theme of the workshop? And it's happening today, right?
Yes, it's okay. This morning at 10 o'clock, and
all
it
right.
will be at the Studio Zeta in Milnerton. We will have a sugar cookie decorating session with royal icing. So they will receive the little dad cookies, and they can decorate them, and we will explore different patterns and colors and that. And obviously, they can express themselves with the cookie decorating.
It sounds like it's going to be chaotic fun.
Yes, exactly.
What age range? Because I've got a little one, but she is quite little. She's 2.5.
Yes.
So is she a bit young?
You say 2.5?
Yes.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
If mom or dad comes with them, then it's fine.
Okay.
We tend not to
send her out on her own these days.
Yes. But it's ideal, an activity to do together as a family as well. And, mom and dad can sit in and sit with them. It's ideal gifting, I think. Also
I love it.
For, not just for Father's Day, but also for other, gifting ideas for, or even just an activity to do at a party these days.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
we
true.
want to keep our kids busy and not have them jumping on the jumpy car all the time. So give me some sugar to our family.
Yeah, because that's what you want. But, just stuff them full of sugar. I love it. I love the idea. Listen, it's 10 o'clock this morning. Remind us where it is.
It's at the studio in Milnerton. It's the Alba Building on the corner of Zastron and Kuberg Road,
okay.
right opposite the Milnerton Police Station. But people can contact me on my cell phone at 084-421-6827. And it's best if they contact me before the time so we can have the cookies ready for them as well.
Yeah.
And then also, if they can't make today, we have future cookie decorating workshops coming up. We're fortunate to have the relationship with the studio in Milnerton. And then we also have, in the south, we have a little art studio out in Meadowridge that we also use to have our workshop there.
Have you got a website, Michelle? So if people are listening in now and go, we're not going to make it today, but we might want to find out.
Yes, of course. So I don't have a website, but I have a Facebook and Instagram account. So it's Home is Where the Cake Is. So it's at home_is_where_the_cake_is.
Today's event, thank you, Michelle. Today's event is 175 Rand, suitable for kids sort of, well, Michelle said 2.5 would be all right, but officially I think it's 3 and up with parents, of course. Don't just send them off on their own on the bus. It's a Father's Day themed cookie decorating workshop happening at the studio at Milnerton. That sounds like enormous fun. There we go. That's your three top picks.